Mackenzie, she works for DJX. She's also in our promotions department. She is on the phone, and she has a real-life missed connection. Hi, Mackenzie.
Okay.
Okay, so Mackenzie, walk us through what happened.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Yesterday, all I heard was a really big scream from, you know, the sales arena.
Okay.
A girl had fallen down across the street, and as I rushed over there to look out the window instead of running downstairs and helping, I found the love of my life.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a bold statement.
Okay, so describe.
I look over at the window, peering down with my binoculars, and I found this man who was there helping the injured lady, and he was young, you know, maybe mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very beautiful gray polo on.
Yes.
With blue jeans, and he obviously worked downtown because he had a nice reddish lanyard on.
Okay.
With his buddy, you know, and they were on the lunch break, and he put down his lunch. He, like, threw it on the ground to run over and, like, help her.
Did she just trip on the sidewalk, or what kind of a fall was this?
No, she, like, literally, like, fell and, like, busted her head on the sidewalk.
Oh, wow.
And so he was a good Samaritan helping this poor woman out.
He was the sidewalk hero.
Sidewalk hero.
Oh.
That's the name of him.
Sidewalk hero. You were wearing a gray polo shirt.
Yes.
With a red lanyard.
I'm writing this down so I can post it for you.
He had dirty blonde hair, and as he, like, started to walk away after holding the injured lady's neck for, like, a half an hour before the ambulance came, like, he didn't, like, let her neck move. So, obviously, he's CPR, first aid trained, which is a definite
Absolutely.
Plus.
He's good with his hands.
Yes. He's good with his hands.
Yeah. And has a heart of gold.
Yes.
So you don't know his name. You don't know his number. You are just searching for the sidewalk hero wearing the gray polo yesterday on 4th Street.
Outside the Marmaduke building.
I think it's meant to be. I was sitting there. I had butterflies. Oh. Obviously, that could also be because of the blood I was seeing. I may have been a little sick about it.
Oh,
but it was all
I
things.
I was the redhead peering out of the window with binoculars.
Also, while I was using my binoculars, I noticed there was no ring on that finger.
Oh,
so.
I'm so glad you had the ability to zero in on that and just check. That's great.
That was an important feature that you had to make sure.
Amazing.
All right, well,
detective work.
And Mackenzie, if I may, you are a young, vibrant, curly-haired
sassy redhead.
Yes.
Sassy, awesome redhead.
All of that.
And
likes
to work out in heels, right?
And that's right. You're a great dancer.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I never knew you guys loved me so much. It's all the timing of me.
Okay, Mackenzie, we're hoping for this love connection for you.
Invite us to the wedding. I'm ordained, I'm just saying.
Oh, you guys will all be there.
All right, Mac, all right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Unmarried, dirty blonde, gray polo, red lanyard, skilled in first aid.
Rescued a lady yesterday on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Who tripped?
502-571-9970.
Can I point out that Mackenzie, like, missed out on an opportunity to run downstairs and help the lady as well, and therefore could have made an actual connection with this guy. Instead, she stayed up.
It's a lot of effort,
on
though.
The third floor, peering out of a large window with binoculars.
She's scared.
You're right. That it's kind of, she's a millennial.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort.
Someone else
she might have heels on. We don't know.
It's a lot of effort.
And if you're the lady, are you okay? I'm hoping that she's okay. We've forgotten about
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, that's secondary.
Cast her aside
that's
in
secondary.
The story.
That's secondary.
And that's savage. Wow. What kind of people are we?